praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that he's kept us, and he didn't have to do it, but he did, and I'm so glad he did. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you and praise you this day. Oh God, for waking us up and starting us on our way, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for supplying all our needs. We thank you for keeping us, oh God, in a day and time like this. Oh God, it's nobody but you, oh God. We pray for our families on today. We pray for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters. Oh God, aunties, uncles, cousins, relatives, friends. Today we pray for those that hate us without a cause, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. In this last hour, we thank you, oh God, for the word of truth. Oh God, everything is going down, but your word is the safest place in the whole wide world to be is in your will in this last and evil day. I pray that you think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay, helping to make a difference in these last and evil days in somebody's life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I thank and praise God this morning for his goodness. I thank him for keeping me in a day and time like this. So much going on, y'all. So much going on around about us. You know, in this last hour, violence filling the land every day. You hear gruesome things happening. And, you know, the Bible said every wicked imagination of man's heart was constantly, you know, continuously evil. And we see that today. We see, you know, suicide on a rampage. We see kidnapping, and we just see raping and people stealing cars and taking, you know, the police on chasing other cars, and, you know, and not thinking about others, you know, the consequences of their actions, people getting killed, you know, and these, you know. Oh, it's just so much going on, y'all, every day. You know, the enemy knows he's running out of time. You know, you've seen that people don't recognize that Satan knows that he's running out of time. That's why he got so much going on, stealing and killing every day, and people breaking in the stores, and just, oh, my God, it's just so much stuff. Oh, my God, my heart goes out to a young lady. I was reading an article yesterday that she was working at 7-Eleven, and she had left during the day. Something, her boss or something had sent her home, and the young girl didn't even make it home, and she's been missing for quite some time there, since, I think, the month of January. I tell you, so much to pray, and the mother and, you know, family looking for her. It's so, so sad, y'all. Violence, young babies getting killed at the hands of these guns, people not putting these guns away, little babies. It's so sad. Oh my God, I know God is disturbed. Oh my God, because I'm disturbed. It's just so much going on, you know, people doing things and, you know, and hiding and oh my God. But God sees everything. Ain't nothing here that ain't gonna be revealed. You know, sometimes you think you know people and you don't, you know. So, you know, and God told us, don't put our trust in man, because they certainly will fail you. They certainly will deceive you. He said that would be the number one thing in this last hour, deception. And it's great, you know. But I thank God there's no secrets in him. Everything that people think they hiding from you. And I'm not the one you got to hide from, you know, because you ain't got to answer to me. You got to answer to God. You know, but he ain't letting nothing get by. Nothing. And you're standing in the way of sinners. People standing in the way of sinners. Oh, it disturbs me when I see all these things that these so-called, you know, people that are supposed to be saved, they doing in and everything, hindering the sinners, standing in the way of sinners. Oh, my God. I tell you, what a friend we have in Jesus. Keep Jesus as your friend. Don't trust no man. I don't care how long they've been with you or around you. You cannot trust them. You must trust God. Keep your faith and trust in the truth and living God in this last hour. Because when it's all said and done, he's the only one that's going to, you know, it's going to count. And when you stand before God and give an account, You know, so I thank God that there's nothing hid. Nothing hid. He see you in the darkest of night. I don't care if you feel like, okay, I'm in the dark and God can't see me. He see you. I don't care where you are. He see you. But a sad time, we as a body of Christ, we're standing in the way of sinners, claiming to be saved. And the sinners know how we're supposed to be, you know, carrying ourselves. But Lord have mercy. I'm so disturbed by what I see and what I hear today. But I got to keep my focus, you know, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Keep my eyes on Jesus. You know, put no trust in man. You may say, well, I've been friends with this person 20, 30 years. It don't matter. You can be married 20, 30 years and don't know the person. So please keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the only one going to count. Your soul is required of you. Your soul. Oh, my God. It disturbs me when I hear stuff and see stuff that people think they hide. And God exposes you every time. Every time he exposes you. Because that's what he's doing now. He's shaking stuff that ain't right. And he's exposing stuff that ain't right. Things that you think you hiding. Oh, my God. He sees you every time. Every time. And I thank God that he sees us and he try to correct us because he love us. He chasing those and who he love. He chasing you because he love you. He corrects you because he love you. He rebukes you because he love you. Just like we love our children, we correct our children because we love them. You know, we rebuke our children because we love them. Oh, yes. And I thank God for rebuking me because he loves me and keeping me. I just thank God. If you want to be kept, I know he will keep you. He'll keep your flesh. I tell you, flesh is a mess. Flesh hunger for everything but Jesus. We try to be on both sides of the fence. We try to serve God and serve our flesh too. And it can't work. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It's just going to take you down a hole and a rabbit hole that nobody can get you out but God. That's all. But anyway, I'm disturbed this morning. But anyway, I thank God for his word. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his word because I know he's a keeper. How I know he's a keeper because he's keeping me. He's keeping me. And he said, what I say unto one, I say unto all. So if he keep me and my flesh, he'll keep you and your flesh if you want to be kept. Oh, yes. But a lot of times people don't want to be kept because we look at others and we want to have what others have and we're coveting after other people, you know. Oh, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to be running all this time and lose out. What would you give in exchange for your soul? 5 minutes of sex or whatever, you know? Or come on. Oh, my God. No good thing in your flesh. Well, this morning I want to talk about, because a lot of this stuff is stemming from our bloodline. You know, a lot of our parents and grandparents and all that stuff was into masonry and stuff. And this stuff been carried down in the bloodline. You think you can just do anything. But we can't. We can't do anything. We just can't do anything. We just can't go anywhere. We just can't hang with anybody. And we're getting advice from sinners. We going to sinners because they, you know, they got their little degrees that they put on the, you know, you can put on your wall. But the greatest degree is God's word. God's word is over in a man's word because God made man. But we go to sinners for advice. What in the world is going on with the church? Go to sinners for advice. It's your bloodline, honey. It's your bloodline. It's your bloodline. Lord have mercy. Help us, God. Help the church. I've been studying up on, you know, Mason and stuff because, like I said, it's a lot of the stuff from, you know, stems from your mama into, you know, sisterhoods and brotherhoods. And we think we, oh my God, only blood that's going to cover all this mess is God's blood. God's blood. We need to get our focus back. Get your focus back. Get alone with God. Fast and pray. That's our problem. We're not fasting. We're not praying. We're not getting alone with God. And it's showing. It's showing. And we're standing in the way of sinners. We're standing in the way of our children. We're standing in the way of our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, because of our flesh. nothing good in the flesh. Like I said, I was studying about Mason, you know, because like I said, it's a lot of people don't understand, you know, with Masonry, you know, it's a lot of pagan stuff. And, you know, I've been talking about occult and witchcraft and spells and all that stuff. All this stuff is connected, y'all. All this stuff is, I mean, all this stuff, we are doorways to Satan, doorways, Eastern stars and getting hooked up. And some of us, we're in churches that cover the head of the church. The head of the church is corrupt. They foul. And what is at the head destroys the body. It goes on down. It just trickles on down. You know, no good thing. If the head messed up, so is the body. Because see, that's where your thoughts at. And you don't went up under something. And now, oh my God, it's okay. You had to be so careful where we enter, the doors we walk through. Oh my God. Oh my God, because it'll show. It'll show. Oh my God. Oh yeah, your character gets all off because of the places you've been. You stop being the person that God had you to be, you know, at one time. You start pulling off instead of putting on. You're pulling off. You know, you're pulling off righteousness for unrighteousness. You're pulling off unholy, you know, holiness for unholiness. Oh my God. As I said, I'm so disturbed. Be careful who you get your soul tied to. Oh my God. Oh my God. Soul ties. Oh my God. Lord have mercy. Like I said, you know, Masons, a lot of them, you know, they I know pagan worshiping, you know, pagan gods and stuff. You know, there's a name that's called Jabalin. It's a combination of three different gods. And I was looking it up. And somebody's trying to call. But I was looking up these three combinations of their gods. They said Jehovah God Almighty, and then Baal, the Canaanite god, and then Osiris, the Egyptian god. Now, how many know, you know, we can't serve all these gods. We only supposed to be serving the true and living God. You know? But the Masons, they, you know, they serve many gods. They tell you that they are God. When you really, you know, go and look and I remember years ago, as I was growing up, my mind goes back to, you know, certain funerals and stuff we would go to, and I would see these men with these aprons on and these gloves and stuff and these hats, and I didn't understand, you know, as a child, you didn't understand a lot of things. And same thing with the women. They would all be dressed alike and have their little hats and stuff too. And I'm like, but at the time I didn't understand. And these were my family members. You know, and growing up, you hear little different things of stuff that they were doing that was not godly as Christians. Yet we was in the church, going to church. Yeah, we went to church. Did the churchy things, huh? But listening and hearing stuff down in your bloodline, your uncles and cousins and stuff, getting, oh my God, didn't understand that, you know, that there were many gods with the little g, but only one God with the big G, the God Almighty of the universe, the God Almighty, the one who made the heaven and the earth. Oh my God. But you know, I was just looking and listening over the years, I heard some things, you know, even family members that, you know, did some things that they weren't supposed to do, is even down to murdering people, you know, and got away with it. So, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. These people, you know, have just been deceased now. But over the time, you know, I was growing up and I saw some things and heard some things. Like I was telling y'all the story, even with my aunt, you know, when she would say, you know, when people die and stuff, talking about the clock stop and the clock moving and the stuff in the house is moving. All these demonic spirits down in your bloodline, y'all. Down in your bloodline, causing fear, you know, and opening up your spirit to demonic spirits. You know, you're already born in sin. You know, you got to be taught that all this stuff that we're born with has got to be, you got to be born again. And the only way you can be born again is you had to invite Christ in your life, in your heart for real. In your heart for real. You know, we all got a heart and it's very small. But just to know that as small as our heart is and the one that made our heart, he's big enough to live in all of our hearts at the same time. Oh, what an awesome God we have. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But as I say, you know, I heard different things and I'm so disturbed. I'm so disturbed. Because you see different family members and stuff, and you know, they're getting involved and stuff. And, oh, my God, they don't know the danger. The danger in all these things that our bloodline, our forefathers have opened doors, you know, down our bloodline. And, you know, and a lot of us are getting caught up. The enemy, I don't care how long. Some of us say we've been walking with the Lord and in the Lord. We've been in the church now. But some of us ain't even really been all the way with God like we're supposed to be anyway. And when you don't go all the way with God, you'll have a form of godliness but denies the power thereof. You won't know Jesus for real. You just have a little taste. But you need him for real. You need the Holy Ghost. That's what you need. See, now, if you got the Holy Ghost for real, it's a keeper. He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. He said after he went away, he was going to send a comforter. The comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, to come and live inside of you. And he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Because to everything truth, there's some fake and there's some phony. And that's what's going on in the world today. In the world today, that's what we have. The spirit of deception is great. It blinds you from the truth. Yeah, that's what deception does. Blind you from the truth. And like I said, I don't care how long you say you've been walking with God, the devil wants you back. He wants you back. He wants you back. At any cost. And as I say, there's no good thing in your flesh. And that's what the devil uses in everything. Your flesh. The Masons, he use your flesh. Eastern Star, he use your flesh. I don't care what your title is, he tried to use your flesh. The 2 Timothy 3 and 5 said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's all we see today is a bunch of form of godliness. Pastors that said that they was in the Lord and they done been to all these little islands and done picked up stuff and brought it back in the United States and America's filled up with witchcraft because we've been on other territories. We don't walk through other gates and our feet on other land that it should never been on. And now we have opened ourselves up to demonic spirits, and we are using spells. People are using spells. They are using witchcraft in America. We've forgotten God. We've turned away from God. We've turned our hearts away from truth. And we're just feeding our spirits stuff from other places that's been dedicated and prayed. And these people from different islands and places, that, oh my God, their God is not the God of the Bible. Not the God of the Bible. And today we just opening ourselves to everything but the true and living God. And even in masonry, if you don't, there are levels. There's levels even in the with the devil trying to use you. There's different levels. And it's the same thing in the degrees with Mason. You know, you ain't going to know it all when you first move, when you first get in it. It's in anything. They don't tell you the truth. You know, that's how the devil is. He's cunning. He's slick. He make things look good to you. Oh, we, you know, we got a ministry of helps. And, you know, because they think it's all about works. You know, the works we do. We do this for the community and we do this for the school. And we, you know, we give our grants to the school and we do this and that. But, oh my God, people don't realize it's at your soul. You know, what would you give in exchange for your soul? That's the thing. People give you and offer you stuff, but at the expense of your soul, is it worth it? People get promoted on their job because of who they know and because of what they in, sisterhood, brotherhood. You ain't got to be qualified for it. It's just all in who you know. Connected to this and connected to that. How is it? But you ain't connected to Jesus. You claiming to be connected to the true and living God, but no, you trying to play both sides of the fence, and you can't. You can't be on God's side and the devil's side too. You got to choose who you're going to serve. You're going to serve your flesh, or you're going to serve God. You're going to serve your money, or you're going to serve God. You going to run after things, or you're going to serve God? What is worth your soul? That's what we want to talk about. What is worth your soul? Being in Mason, being in the brotherhood and sisterhood, I shake your hand, you shake mine. I wash your hand, you wash mine. I have a secret, you had your secret, I hold your secret. There's no secret in God, y'all. There's no secret. There's no secret in God. Oh, no. There's no secret in God. Let me read to you. There's no secret in God. Let me see Acts. Is it Acts 5? No secrets in God. Acts 5:20 say, "Go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of life." See, now there's life in God, but there's death when you're playing around, you know, with Satan. You know? But when you're in God, oh no. Mm-mm. Go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of life. There's light in the word of God, and there's darkness in Satan and his work of darkness. Because a lot of Masons, you know, let me read this to you. About this, let's see. Now, this stuff ain't hidden. It ain't hidden because, see, everything that was hidden is being revealed. Okay, let's start here. It says, the term of worshipful masters and worshipful lodgers is the subject that the person in the chair in the office is deserved of worship. Jesus alone is to be worshipped, not man. Worship for master. Freemasons, they say that worship for master, worship for lodger, you know, the person in the chair, the one that's, you know, orchestrating their lodge. But Jesus is the only one to be worshipped, y'all. We need to get our focus back. I heard, I was reading, looking at a YouTube yesterday talking about, you know, T.D. Jakes and all them talking about, you know, he's a Mason or whatever and stuff. And, you know, but I was thinking back, his wife was up there saying that the great Jakes, you know, and people began to put their eyes on man. You cannot worship no man. The great Jakes, he's not God. And then I was thinking about Bloomer. He said the same thing when he was doing an interview with Jakes, talking about the great Jakes. But see, God is pulling down he's pulling the cover off these people. He's pulling the cover off stuff. We got to get our eyes back on Jesus. And see, he's showing you how great he is, right? He's knocking everything down that said it, that think they higher than him. Think you higher than the one that made you, your creator? Oh my God. That's why, you know, I wanted to talk about this. And then also Oprah. I told you, I ain't, look, I'm not no pastor and I ain't no preacher, but I do see. And I'm trying to help you to see what's taking place, what has happened to America. Oh my God. Me, I want to be God. I was talking to my brother this morning and I was telling him, I say, man wants to be God because man can make an airplane and he can make a train and he can make aircraft carriers and, you know, and all these skyscrapers and computers and all these things that we can do, you know, that man can do because of God giving him knowledge and the giving the doctor knowledge and stuff. And they think they got it. Oh my God. And they using it in a whatever way they want to use it. You know what I'm saying? Because some people are going in the hospital and ain't coming out and they were fine. But the devil is using some of these people because everybody not saved. Some of these doctors ain't saved. You know, and the devil talked to them, had them doing stuff too, and they be sacrificing people body and sacrificing you, you know, to go up on another level. You know, some people are, oh my God, y'all just don't know how deep this stuff is. Oprah up there talking to Jake, talking about, you running this thing. He talking about, yeah. But see, God is showing you, I don't care how high you is, everything high can come down. Everything go up, comes down. I'm telling you, I'm just disturbed by the stuff I see. It's so much going on, y'all. It's so much going on. You may say you all over the place. Yes, I mean, because it's so much I see. And it's so much you want the people to understand and see what's taking place around you. Pay attention to what's around you. Pay attention to the people around you. Pay attention to the people that's in your life. And those that's in your life you, that's not good for you, get rid of them. Let them go. Let them go, you know, and pray for them. Cut off the ties. Cut them off. Let them go. Don't keep them around you. They just want to be nosy and see what's going on in your life just to keep eye on you. Oh, my God. You don't need nobody eyes on you but Jesus. He keeps me straight. You don't have to try to keep me straight. He keeps me straight. And as long as I got my eyes on him, he will lead me and guide me into all truth. I'm telling you, you got to watch and pray. My husband, you know, I tell you, he was a great man of God. And I tell you, I thank God for his teaching. I thank God, you know, for God using him to get me prepared for such a time as this. Oh, yeah, through the word of God. Keep my eyes on Jesus. No matter what, keep your eyes on the word of God. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And that's what's going on. People are sinking because they're not on a rock. They're not built on a rock. You're not built on a strong foundation. But when you're built on Christ, the solid rock, I don't care what comes and what goes, you still be steadfast in God. Steadfast in him. Nothing will move you or shake you. None of these things shall move me. As the word of God said, none of these things shall move me. But I'm telling you, these people today that wasn't all the way with God, that's why your sister and brother can whisper stuff in your ears and have you off. You following what they're saying instead of what God's word was telling you. You once was being led by God, but now you're being led by your sister and brother and cousins and everybody but God. So-called friends, being led by everything but God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody's trying to get me. About two people text me and call since I've been on this phone. But ain't nope. I must keep my focus on the word of God. I'll get back with them. I thank God for them, but I my father's business in this last hour. So much going on. So much going on. On Christ the solid rock. Come on, y'all. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Some of y'all are standing in the way of sinners. You're hindering the ones that you say you love. You hindering because they looking at you and you ain't got what you say you have. The word of God said we must be doers, not just hearers only. We must be doers. You got to be action of your word. You got to show your word. It ain't about what you're saying out of your mouth. It's your walk. It's your walk and your talk. It's all together. You must be a doer. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like I was saying, you know, Oprah was telling Jakes, you running this thing. He told me, yeah. No, you're not. No, you're not. And God is tearing down and he's shaking everything that can be shaken. And only those things that are in him, only those people that are in Christ, that's going to remain. Oh my God, my heart is disturbed. I'm disturbed. And I know Christ is disturbed when he look at his church, he look at his body today, and some of everything is going on in the house of God. And he said judgment must begin in the house of God because he knew all this stuff was coming in. He knew it. Blind. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Deception. Oh yes. Many being deceived. Not a few. The Bible says it's going to be a lot of people on that broad road, but on that straight and narrow road, just a few. Don't you want to be a few? I want to be just that one in that number when the saints go marching in. I don't want to be running all this time and, you know, and trying to live all I know for God and then still lose out. Oh, my God, doing what you think is great works. You go here and you go there and you visit this and you do that and all that. But, oh, my God. But when it comes down to your lifestyle, your life, people watching your life, it ain't about works. That's the thing people think is about works. Oh my God. You got to live this thing. You got to live this thing. I'm telling you, you know, now let me get back to, like I said, they were using the term worshiper, master. You heard a Mason say that their Lord deserve worshiping. Come on, y'all, worship a master, worship a largest. But we need to know the difference here. This stuff down your bloodline, oh, you need to denounce it. Denounce your grandmama, your mama, your whoever, your granddaddy, your daddy, whoever, denounce this stuff that's got you connected and got you offset. It's in your blood. You need to be washed with the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You need a blood transfusion. Oh, yes. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That stuff we were born in, unrighteousness. But when the blood of Jesus comes in, he will cleanse you from the inside out. Inside out. We must serve our Jesus from the inside out. Come on, y'all. Ooh, I look at these churches and all these, oh my God, these brotherhoods, sisterhoods running everything. Oh my God. And they all these pagan gods and cult and, oh, God, oh, just spells, just everything. I mean, lady throwing up her leg and the person falling out. Oh, my God. It's just so much going on, y'all. Just let me slow down because I'm so disturbed. I'm so disturbed. I'm so disturbed. And you should be, too, because I know Christ is, too. I know he is. The Bible says in Genesis, I know he disturbed. Let me tell you how he disturbed. Genesis, let's go Genesis. God is disturbed because I'm disturbed. He talking about the wickedness of man in chapter 6 and verse 5. It's saying God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. He see it wicked today. I see it's wicked. I can see. When you're in Christ, you're supposed to be able to see. You ain't blind no longer. It say, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was what? Only evil continuously. Come on, y'all. We're hearing of some gruesome things happening. I mean, people chopping up people, putting them in the refrigerator and putting babies in the microwave. Talking about you putting it in the, oh my God, thank you, putting it in the crib. Come on, something is going on. Something is wrong. These are demonic spirits. Oh my God. People kidnapping children and sacrificing children and sacrificing your husband and wives and just sacrificing everything that you say you love for stuff, for a house, for a car, for clothes, for a name, for a trophy that don't move or talk. You give up your loved one that you say you love, that can talk and walk and love on you, for a trophy that you sit on a mantle, don't do nothing, don't say nothing, don't move, don't eat, don't do nothing, can't answer you, can't talk to you, for stuff. You got your mind. The Bible said right here, imagination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continuously. You can have a sick mind, a sick heart. Would the devil talk to you and tell you three and four different people? I'm Jack, I'm Jill. You know, and in the same one body. Oh my God, the mind. Your imagination is in your mind. It says in verse 6, and it repented the Lord. Come on, it repented the Lord. The Lord, oh my God, it repented the Lord that he had even made man on the earth. And it grieved him in his heart. What you think today? What you think today? It's grieving my heart. I don't know about you. It's grieving my heart with all the mess that I see today. All this demonic stuff that we see today. Oh my God. It's demonic. Oh my God. Oh, we got to pray like never before. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, y'all. Only thing, it's the blood of Jesus will save you, will keep you, will heal you, will deliver you. The blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus. He will transform your life. You will never be the same when you invite Christ in your life and ask him to be the head over your life, to lead and guide you. If we don't get it right, our children are going to be just as confused. Your grandchildren, they ain't going to know who to call on, which way to go. And we see that today. It's just chaos everywhere. Somebody got to be stable. Somebody got to be on a solid foundation. That you just can't be moved. And the only way you're going to be able to be on a solid foundation is in God's word, the Bible. Get your Bible. Get in the word of God. Let the word of God get in you. Seek ye the word of God. Seek God while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's close to you. He's talking to you right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. We need to understand what's going on. We got every kind of teaching but the word of God going forth today. Oh my God. Oh my God. We're worshiping Lucifer today. Freemason. They worshiping Lucifer. They worshiping Lucifer, y'all. The devil. Oh my God. I'm just so disturbed. Get your Bible. Get in the word of God. Freemason, okay, is a secret society. And it says it was until around about 1913. After the kidnapping and the murder of Captain Morgan, And then in 1826, after he had written this book that was exposed, it's called Exposing the Dark Secrets of Freemason, he was murdered for becoming an anti-Mason because he turned his back against what they were doing and what they were saying. And he exposed it, and the courts then ordered an investigation and ordered that all beliefs of the Freemason would be made public knowledge to all that I'm sharing you today. Yeah. Y'all need to study. The Bible said my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you don't search and see what's going on in the world today. You don't see. And because they murdered, because of the murder of Captain Morgan, the courts ordered that all secret information become public. So you can go out here and search yourself. The Bible said there's nothing hidden. You know, there's nothing hidden. It shall not be revealed. Let's go to Matthew 10. I'm disturbed. I am so disturbed. Matthew 10. I hope y'all understand. If you don't, pray and ask God to open up your understanding. As I say, I'm not no pastor. I'm not no preacher. But I see what's going on, and I've been seeing it for a long time. I ask God to help me, teach me, lead me, guide me. I want to make heaven my home. I don't know what you want to make your home. You listen to these people today. Cotton Pierce said, ain't no hell. And then everybody just starts saying, it ain't no hell. And he was made by God just like you. But you believe him over God. Do that make sense? Nope. Make it make sense, as they say. It don't make sense. You can't make it make sense. Because God made us. In the beginning was God, and in the end it's going to be God. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the end. You may say, well, I'm my sorority. We Alpha, Omega, Phi Psi, and all that. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's the beginning. He's the end. Matthew chapter 10, verse 27 says, what I tell you in the darkness, that speaketh ye in the light. See, God don't hide nothing. And what ye hear in the ear, that preaches ye upon the housetop. He want us to share it upon the housetop. Well, what did he say? He say to all. He want us, in Christianity, there is no secret. People hiding, trying to live double life. Running with men and running with women. Think nobody see you. God see you. This ain't no secret. Everything will be revealed. Things you trying to hide. He see you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I read in Acts 5 and 20 say, go stand and speak in the temple, in the God's house, or wherever, on the street corner, wherever. Speak it and tell people the truth. The word of this life is life. Word in the life. Life is in the word of God. It's for everyone. God's word is for everybody to change and to be born again, to give up your sin and get right with God and do it now and examine yourself. Every day examine yourself. Maybe you said something or did something wrong or, you know, or turned somebody off in the wrong way or, you know, gave them a frown instead of a smile. Ask God to forgive you. We got to get this stuff right. We got to get this stuff right. People need to examine yourself. Examine yourself. See where you at. What you doing. What you doing in the dark. It's coming to the light. Satan tricking you. That's what we just read. What I tell you in the dark, that speaketh ye in the light. He said, what I say to you in the dark, he say, tell you in the light. Ain't nothing here. Nothing here, y'all. We got to get it together. We need to get it together. Okay, we're going to compare some stuff. Let's look at some of the doctrine of the Freemason versus Christian. Compare them. Freemason, okay, they say they depend on their own right to redemption, meaning themselves, by works. You hear people talk about, you know what we do, you know what the sisterhood do, you know what the brotherhood do. Oh my God, do you know what Jesus does? He washes away your sin and he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Do the Freemason do that? They teach you are God. They teach you are God. My other, you are God. It's a God in you. You hear, what's his name? Kenneth Copeland. He say he's God. He's a Freemason. He's God and he can speak stuff. He can speak stuff in existence. You know, he tell the wind to cease and it stop. Because he God. Come on, y'all. Y'all need to pay attention to who these people are. They're working. It's not God. It's Satan. The devil's using them. And people worship these people. And they giving them all their money. They got you going. They got you going. Freemasons tell you can earn your salvation by your works. Sisterhoods tell you the same thing. By your works. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Christianity teaches us by grace alone. Dependent on Jesus. His death and his him dying on the cross for you and I. Come on, y'all. Not by no works. You ain't shedded your blood for nobody. You ain't died on no cross for nobody. Christianity teaches us to follow Jesus. You know, Jesus is God. That's who he is. Oh, my God. Christianity teaches us that, you know, that God, that Jesus is God. And completely separated from the creation. Christianity teaches us is divine and eternal. Two persons in a Godhead. Christianity teaches that when Jesus was on the earth, he was God incarnate, meaning he was fully God and fully man at the same time. Christianity teaches is the only meaning of redemption from fallen mankind. Adam and Eve fell from God's word, from his what he had gave them orders to do. They neglected what God told them to do. And that separated us from God. That separated man from God. But see, Freemason teaches that Jesus is not the greater one. You know, that teaches that God, that Jesus is not the greater one, but Harry Stotter, and who, let's see, and Krishna, Muhammad, Buddha, and Joseph Smith, and all these, is who they believe in and worship. Oh my God. I don't worship those. I don't worship them. I don't worship Buddha. I don't worship Muhammad. I don't worship Hare Krishna. I don't worship them. I worship Jesus Christ, God's only Son. It said, whatever we do, do it in the name of Jesus. See, when you're in a cult, which that's what that is. Freemasons is a cult. Then you demoting Jesus. You ain't exalting Jesus. They ain't exalting Jesus. They exalting themselves. Oh, my God. And Freemason teaches that Joseph was not the son of God. I don't mean Joseph Smith. I'm just talking too fast here. Slow down. Freemason teaches that Jesus is the son of Joseph, not the son of God. Got my notes kind of mixed up. Freemason teaches that we celebrate the death, that we do not celebrate the death of Christ in victory. But Masons gather the celebration of the death of Jesus as in the end of the sacraments and not in divinity. Freemasons teaches the Easter Holy Service they celebrate the Black Mass. See, the devil's really mad with me. He's really trying to get me all twisted up here. Where the death of Christ is that the death of him began uninspired and undivine. Everything is dressed up in black robes. They're talking about how the Masons do on that day. You know? But the Bible teaches us only the revelation of God. A revelation of God. And that is truth. God's word is true. As I say, he's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning. He's the ending. And Revelation 2 and 14 says, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that holds the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Yeah, that's how the Masons roll. But when we had Christ, come on, y'all. The Bible says in Corinthians 10 and 21, say what? Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. Y'all got to make up in your mind. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the devil's table. There's no justification. We can't serve two masters. You either going to hate one or love the other, love one or hate the other. But we can't. You can't serve two masters. The Bible says 2 Timothy 4 and 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, and that's what's wrong with everybody today, your lust, shall get heed themselves to teaching, having itching ears. That's what we got going on today, itching ears. People, I'm telling you, the devil mad with me. He do not want me to talk about this. Yeah. People got itching ears. What is itching ear? Things you want to hear. Things that, you know, the devil wants you to hear. And not what God wants you to hear. You reject the truth and believe a lie. And that's what we got going on today. People rejecting God's word. That's what we got going on. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 2 and 5. But if any have caused grief and has not grieved me in part, that I might not overcharge you all, sufficient to such a man is the punishment which was inflicted on many. So the contrariwise, ye ought to rather to forgive him and comfort him, has prepared such one should be swallowed up with over much sorrow. Wherefore, I beseech you that ye would confirm your love towards him. For to this end do I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient to all things. To whom ye forgiven anything, forgiven also, for I forgiven anything, to whom I forgive, for your sake forgiven I in the persons of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant according to his devices. These are the devil's devices. To con you, to trick you, to take you away from God's love, to your own desires, your own flesh, your own lust. And we here at the Reddit Church just want to make a difference where it counts. Come on, think back to things that have happened around you that's not God. We see people today, everybody want to be a part of the Masons, want to be a part of the Eastern Star, want to be a part of the sisterhood and brotherhood and everything but God. We here at the Reddit Church just want to make a difference. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. That's why God is bringing down all this stuff, these people that's into Masons and Illuminati and, you know, and all this brotherhood, sisterhood stuff. And the devil's mad with me this morning, trying to bring confusion so I can, you know, can't bring the word to you to set you free. But I tell you, if you read the word for yourself, it will make you free, just like it freed me from generational bloodlines, poison to your system. You listening to voices instead of the voice of God. You listening to your brother and sister, you know, that's ungodly, that has a form of godliness, but don't know God for real. Don't have a personal relationship with God. How can two walk together except if they agree? You must be in agreement with the devil when you're walking with unsaved folks. When you're getting advice from people that's not godly, you're on the wrong road. My husband used to sing a song, "I'm on the right road now." I'm going to tell you, a lot of y'all have gotten off the right road and on the wrong path. And on that path, there is destruction. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. America needs to repent. Repent, repent, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. And the devil still defeated. God is still exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.
stayed